Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Raheem Harrison Grody, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Mark is in Wisconsin, and he's got a curiosity about the quarterback position for the Bears. What's up, Mark?
Folks, put your seatbelts on. This could be a bumpy ride.
We have the call that Anthony Heron fielded on the post show yesterday. This is Raheem Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. So let's listen to this this call that Mark Grody alluded to that you had to field, Ant. We'll do it together as a group.
Mark is in Wisconsin, and he's got a curiosity about the quarterback position for the Bears. What's up, Mark?
Yeah, I was just thinking this over, but I think an interesting proposition for Ben Johnson would have been to match John Harbaugh's starting Huntley over Lamar Jackson after all that kind of hoopla before the game started. My point is if Ben Johnson would have countered with starting Bijan in replace of Caleb, he could have matched head games with him. And again, I'm not suggesting Caleb should have been benched. That's not where I'm going. Just as much as Lamar Jackson's not going to be benched. My point is let's just say it throws him off. Bijan is having some success. And let's just say he's doing as well as Huntley does. And he has success, and the Bears, for some reason, end up winning the game. The bottom line is still winning. Caleb might learn something on the sideline and, get more hungry or learn something and progress from the whole scenario.
Yeah.
All right. I appreciate you, Mark. Yeah, it's a unique idea, I would say.
You're such a good man, Anthony Heron.
That requires a level of patience there, Ant.
You are hilarious. I love the way he started the call, too. I was just thinking this over.
They're giving us with some consideration.
Did he say miatched?
He did.
And Bajan. And no, he did not give Bajan his NT. He was just Bajan.
He won't earn it until he's actually on the field.
Also,
Ed,
the fact that you just let him go and you just, it's like you wanted to see how this story ends. Yeah, I would have interjected much quicker.
Yeah. So we had two other callers who cursed before that I cut off.
I didn't
want to be the guy like over 90 minutes or a couple hours in the post. I do try to let folks get their feelings out, get their takes off after a Bears game, whether it's after a win or a loss. I do try to treat that as a stage for people to just kind of get their initial reaction and vent a bit when possible. So I didn't want to cut him off because I'd already cut off a couple other people who rambled and cursed a little bit earlier in the post.
Wait, what were they cussing about?
I think one guy was just kind of sauced up and didn't even realize he dropped an F-bomb. And
then, no. You
know, yeah, probably thought he was calling our meatball machine. That might be our fault, yeah, big yeah. man. Sorry about that, buddy.
Yeah, there's a chant that one of our texters texted in, and I was like, please, for the love of everything, call and leave this on the meatball machine. So I'm hoping that they do, because we could have a remixed chant to enjoy.
Okay.
Cheers to the caller, though, because yeah. that's the essence. Let's
it
be
is.
Honest.
It
that's
is.
The essence.
And sometimes you just got to say it out loud
Absolutely.
To realize where you're going
Caleb
with it.
Might learn something on the sideline and, you know, get more hungry or...
or something.
Yeah,
he wasn't calling for Caleb to get benched. He was just calling for somebody else to start instead of him.
Hungry. And as somebody who also spent time in a front office, what do you think about how the NFL handled the, or not the NFL, the Ravens handled the Lamar Jackson news? And do you think the NFL will further handle this?
I think the NFL is going to step in and do something. How heavy-handed will it be? Not certain yet. There's a lot of respect for Baltimore. They're one of the more consistent franchises in the sport. Their relationships run deep at the league office. So could I see the league stepping in with just a fine and moving on? Sure. Could it potentially go beyond that? I think part of that will depend on the case the Ravens are trying to make. But to try and make the case that they made like a clerical error in how they listed Lamar Jackson late in the week when he's taking practice squad reps, and they know that there's a rule. Well, I presume they should know if they don't know, but the Ravens of all teams should know that there's a stipulation in there that if you're listing a guy as anything below being available, then there better be a good reason for it if they're one of your consistent starters. And Lamar Jackson is about as consistent as a starter can be, being penciled in ink, in real ink, that he is the Ravens guy. So I think the league is going to step in with at least a fine. How much more? Depends on how some of those backroom conversations go.
I'm really curious, Ant, because, you know, this was going to be a measuring stick game for me if Lamar Jackson had played. I think it still turned out to be a measuring stick game because it shows how far away the Bears are. And my number one thing is, this is who the Bears are if they're not getting those takeaways that we saw leading up to this game. And it was interesting that you didn't think Caleb Williams played poorly, because isn't – the whole point is he is supposed to be someone who can win you a game, like that, if he's the number one overall pick.
Yeah, but to me, it's all about context. Like, saying Caleb should have played better doesn't mean Caleb played bad. We need Caleb to play great at some point. Yeah. But Caleb didn't play any worse yesterday than he did against the Commanders. But they won the game against the Commanders. They won the game against the Raiders. I go back and evaluate the snap-by-snap film of each of those games. I think you can make a case Caleb played better yesterday than he did in either of those one-point wins that the Bears had. But, yes, there were takeaways, and there were some chunk plays picked up in the Bears' offense from the passing attack, from the run game. Like that moment, I'm sure you all noticed the moment where Caleb adjusts his arm angle and kind of flips the ball around on what looks like it had a chance to be a screen pass to DeAndre Swift that was going to get out the gate. And then here comes Roquan Smith just with like a chunk play saving tackle on DeAndre Swift right before he cuts back against the grain. That's one of those types of moments where Caleb didn't do anything special, but he did something he's very capable of, and an exceptional defender tackles his guy before Swift gets out into the open field. But to me, the however many snaps, like total plays of offense the Bears ran and the 38 pass attempts, watching Caleb operate from within the pocket and quickly and concisely, decisively see the field and deliver the ball, I thought he did that amongst the best he's done so far this season. But for Caleb to be as great as many of us hope, it shouldn't have to be a game where the Bears are generating takeaways or rushing for 200 yards or shutting an opponent out on defense. That's the level we all hope he grows to, but that doesn't mean he played poorly yesterday just because the Bears didn't win the game or because those other things didn't happen. That's the context I'm trying to discuss this in. Like, there was it was some point in the second half, I believe in the either latter stages of the third quarter, or early fourth quarter, where the Bears ran like a sail route concept on a third and six or third and seven, where Caleb's in the pocket and they have multiple levels to the route combination to the wide side of the field. Caleb used a level of eye discipline that he didn't show last week against the Saints, where he didn't look off the coverage at all and throws that interception on a comeback to the wide field. Now, it was a different route concept, but in this game yesterday where they ran that sail concept where you had, I think it was – DJ Moore on a shorter quick out, and then you have the seven route, the corner route coming over the top of him to Roma Dunze. Caleb holds the corner, looks to the flat, and then quickly darts his eyes over to the corner and throws a great pass to Roma Dunze to move the chains on third down. Those are the types of things that, to me, are showing up more frequently with Caleb. Caleb's got to find that needle that he needs to thread between being like the big game hunter and being the guy who's looking for the splash play, the wild play on the move, versus only being sort of the check down guy and doing the mundane within the pocket. Where is that balance between kind of doing something beyond the X's and O's or finding that strike play opportunity within the design of the play? That's a delicate balance that he's still figuring out. But no, I don't believe Caleb played poorly at all yesterday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ed Heron, we were talking to him, of course, the analyst for 670 The Score here with us, host as well, and also Fox 32 doing a lot of work with them. I do want to ask you this. It's something that I brought up to our hosts here. I would like to see at this point in the season, the Bears have something that they know works in the playbook. Yeah. And that, of course, changes from team to team. But just something that you know you block really well. Or, say, for example, if it's Caleb Williams, something he knows that he can do. We've seen him, I think, check down to runs where he knows situation down and distance really well. That's been something that he knows he can do. But other than that, I'm kind of disappointed that we don't have that yet for this team. We were talking about how you should be able to run a QB sneak at the one. You know, that type of idea.
Yeah.
What would you like to see them do that they should have in their bag?
That is just something that's a consistent staple.
Correct.
For this offense that you know they do at a high level. And it doesn't feel like it's there. I mean, you know, a lot of teams are effective at the screen pass. Like Bo Nix, really effective at the screen pass, but also hitting some strike plays. Same thing with Drake May. A lot of screens, not as many screens in the Patriots offense versus the Broncos, but similar idea where not only are they doing that and they've got playmakers with some run after catch, just like DJ Moore did a couple of times during the game, and we've seen DeAndre Swift do a bunch, but they're connecting on those chunk plays, the deeper balls. And what's interesting is that the Bears went into yesterday's game leading the National Football League in explosive plays,
but
it doesn't feel like it, right?
Exactly.
Because it's been such a roller coaster in certain games and certain moments where they miss on some opportunities, they hit on some opportunities, and it's just been, there's such variance in when they're actually connecting on those. And yesterday was a game, I don't know how many chunk plays I got, but it was only a couple by my eye. I haven't watched it through a second time and kind of counted it up or anything, but that's where, to me, that consistency matters so much. And so the staple of this Bears offense, it feels like from a run game perspective, we're starting to get to the point, those first couple of games out of the bye, where DeAndre Swift on some of those crack toss, I think you mentioned crack toss a moment ago, Layla, some plays like that attack the exterior of the defense, DeAndre Swift in space, it felt like that's where the run game is headed. And I really like Drew Dahlman, Jonah Jackson, Darnell Wright, they're moving people in the run game, and it's really impressive what's happening on the right side of the Bears' line. So I hope that's something that we'll see them continue to lean into from a run game perspective. But passing wise, it's kind of all over the place right now until we really get a feel for that. But when the pocket moves and it's called into movement, Caleb does well. First couple of drives of that game that ended in field goals, we saw some sprint and some boot action to each side of the field where Caleb's on the go, get some easy completions, get a first down or two, and then it stalls in the red zone. Middle portion of the game, it felt like the pocket got stagnant, but you need him to be able to operate from within there. So I've talked to all you guys over the years when pocket movement just wasn't a part of the offense. I don't see that with Ben Johnson. It's there. There's variance. It's not going to be something that can be utilized the entire game, but that from a passing perspective seems to be when they call Caleb into movement as opposed to scramble situations when he actually is, you know, right now at his most comfortable when he's called into sprints and boots.
Last thing for me, the get out of bounds, portion of the game on that final drive.
Oh, no.
What did you think specifically of DJ Moore not getting out of bounds? Did he think he was going to score there? And then just the play call by Caleb Williams to try the quarterback sneak, and we're just talking about the offensive line and not being able to get that 1 yard.
Yeah, for DJ Moore, I would imagine, yeah, he thought he was going to score. A guy who scored as many touchdowns in this league as DJ Moore has, he's near the end zone. Yeah, he feels like he's either going to run a defender over or beat them, you know, to the pylon to be able to get there, and he got tackled. But big picture game situation-wise, I think there's obviously a strong case to make to save that time on the clock. In DJ Moore's mind, and again, you know, the media will get a chance to talk to DJ about it this week, my impression is DJ's thinking, the quicker I score a touchdown, the quicker we'll get an opportunity for an additional possession since we're down by multiple scores. But you know, if he's thinking he's not going to make the end zone, then it is definitely the obvious choice to run out of bounds. DJ in that moment is thinking, I'll put my shoulder down, run this guy over, and get into the end zone. He didn't get there. You know, the defender made the tackle. DJ was in bounds, and you lost a bunch of time for it. So if he knew for sure he wasn't going to get there, I would guess he would have run out of bounds. But DJ Moore thinks he's going to get to the end zone most time he touches the rock.
Ed Heron, thanks as always for coming on with us and dropping your football knowledge.
All right, appreciate y'all.
Appreciate you, Ant.
Appreciate you. Where can we consume your product next?
I don't know if I'm still here.
Yes.
Am I still with you?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, you're going to take
Robbie's
more calls?
Just telling me goodbye.
Yeah, just keep taking calls. That's what we want from
right.
you.
Yeah,
that's
no,
all.
Basically, what's next on the Ant Heron content calendar?
Okay. Bears Blitz will be this Friday. I'll be, what am I next hosting on the Score? We'll have some more post coming up, but I don't know. Follow me at Big Ant Heron on all the socials.
That's it.
I guess I'll keep folks
good enough.
Bears Blitz on Friday is a good start on Fox 32. Ant Heron, that's thanks right. so much.
All right, people.
That was Anthony Heron. Coming up next is Halftime.
Very special edition of Halftime.
The most important edition of Halftime
yes.
that this show has had
yes.
so far in its current iteration.
I'm with
Raheem Harris
on
and Grody.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's easy, by far the best and biggest halftime we've ever
I
had.
I agree. Yeah, there's nothing close. So that is coming up next here on Raheem Harris and Grody on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G.
more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.